Welcome to Bounce with Zanella Morrison, the podcast that has conversations with extraordinary, ordinary people. Okay, so we're still chatting to Dikeledi, whom I met on LinkedIn, and she wrote this heart-wrenching letter that got so many people to respond to it, really just encouraging her, understanding where she was at, and feeling her pain in those early hours of the morning. And I go to what her service offering is. So, I mean, your coaching offering, your leadership offering is on par with so much that's out there. It is brilliant, and your passion and your ability to deliver it. So there's nothing that says to you, or no one that said to you, this is actually not better than a lot of what you've seen. So you know what you've got.
I've not met anyone who had said this is not good. In this journey, I've also evolved. I've grown to becoming a speaker also. I've become an international speaker. Zanella, I promise you, when I go on platforms, when I ascend a platform and speak, by the time I leave, at least one person comes to me with tears and say, Dikeledi, you spoke to my heart. You were speaking to me.
That's your life's work, right?
Exactly.
And you know, people don't understand when they see you that you may not have your bread buttered. People don't know that these entrepreneurs we're looking at who are speaking, who are doing things, who are training, who are running programs, they're not earning an income for so many months in the year.
Exactly.
And yet when you charge, people feel like they might be overpaying you.
Yeah.
Right? They're overpaying you, not understanding that there are months where you are having to sharpen your craft. You know, I'm gonna sidetrack you just a little bit and talk about, you know, this morning I was thinking, I started working for a training company because I wanted to branch into training. So I was, I had a recruitment agency and then I wanted to branch into training. And I used to work for this woman. Her name was Debbie, and she had a 10-year contract with Nedbank. Do you know that there were days where people had 10-year contracts?
Imagine.
10 years. I mean, can you get a 6-month contract? Can you get a 3-month contract?
Can I
try 3 months? Can I get a program that I can run from beginning to end? This woman, and you know what? She was training, grooming, and deportment. I mean, I loved it. I was good at it. I couldn't do any training. Mm-hmm. But she was training people literally how to dress and how to put on their makeup.
Imagine.
And she had 10 years. She played tennis with the CEO and one of the people on the board and whatever. Mm. I mean, I'm just making that up, but I know for a fact that she played tennis with some very senior person, somebody. And she used to be a tennis coach and, you know, and she had 10 years. And then when things were changing in this country, they then said, no, they can't give her 10 years again. They'll give her 5 years.
I mean,
I was like, oh my gosh. Right?
And that's where you get to ask, what
dream
am I
that
doing
up
wrong?
Today. Dream that up today, right? Because things have changed and organizations have got the procurement process, but there's also a fear in giving you business. I'm throwing this as a question out there. Mm. Do you find that companies or people in either HR, maybe the space that you'd be in, or procurement, they are fearful? Or what is it that you think prevents them from enabling you, yet the budget is there, and yet they are enabling others? What is it? What's missing? What's happening?
And thank you for asking that question. And I don't think it's fear. And I'll be very honest here. I feel that, especially corporate, and I say corporate because they've got the resources. They've got the numbers. They can do it. But I feel that they need to be more intentional in wanting to support small businesses. I feel it's time corporate moves from seeing supporting small businesses as mandatory, as a scorecard approach, tick sheet approach. You know, our scorecard has to be green. For it to be green, we need to empower at least 10 small businesses, and we know we've done it.
And then we can rotate them. Next time we'll do another 10. Next time we'll do another 10.
Exactly.
So they don't actually build a sustainable business. You're going to have no security. They're not impactful because they want to give it to you for a short period of time. Then they want to give it to the next person. They want to give it to the next person. But Debbie was able to build this business that she then was able to sell because she had commitment for 10 years to build this business. Now, when you get one piece
only for the year, and then now you've got to scramble for the next one. The inconsistency it's creating in your business,
yes,
and your ability to even improve.
And it's affecting you also. Mm. It's affecting you big time. And also it's this networking thing. Network is great. We must network, but can we network for the purpose of that and grow each other and not keep our close people and only give business to our close people?
I can tell you now the close people are saying the same thing. They're also not getting the business. I don't know who
you know.
It's such a
challenge. One corporate organization, actually, I approached and I asked and I said, why didn't I get? And I requested a one-on-one meeting and to say, really, the purpose of the meeting was grow me, you know, help me understand this so that next time when I submit, I would be better. You know, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Mm. Why did you choose this company over me? And obviously they had chosen a corporate company, a bigger company over me, there's no way in hell I would compete with a company that has a brand, a name behind them that has been in the industry for 20 years plus. And here I am with a no name. I mean, if you Google my name anyway, you won't find anyone with that same name.
Well, not after today, darling. Now you're going to be Googleable. Now we're going to put you on Google.
You get what I mean? And, but that manager was so honest with me. Uh-huh. And he said to me, Dikeledi, one of the reasons corporate is skeptical to go with the smaller companies like yourself, especially in our space that is considered the professional space, you know, services. And I think we, the service providers, we are feeling the brunt more than anyone else, is that we are considered risk. Our profession or that profession is considered a risk profession. So they don't want to go with a smaller company, because of that. So it's like, it's,
you might not provide,
yes,
adequately or effectively or to the standard. Yeah.
So they would rather go with a known, the trusted, you know. And also another thing he said, I should understand that these are existing relationships.
Uh-huh.
So you are fighting against years of friendship.
Exactly. And some of the people that are in that organization have been through that program, yes, so they can relate and they've got a comfort with
that
program.
But trust me to have a follow-up question, because I am burned with the desire to want. I said to him, you should understand, I do want to be there. I hear all this that you're saying, but can we look at what can we do then? Then I said, how about, therefore, you become intentional when you appoint them. Yes, it's mandatory. They must be BEE level, this and that.
They can do that
but
easily,
they need business,
right?
From
ways.
You. Why don't you put a condition that for me to take you, I will partner with a small business that was appealing in this very same project, but I can't hire them because they are still small, because they are high risk, but I would condition would be you work with them, whatever condition, whatever percentage, and you groom them or you grow them.
Ideally, that's not going to happen.
It's not. No, but the corporate guy liked the idea so much that he went and presented it.
Oh.
It was the company
that said
pushed back, obviously. But yeah,
look, I've been around the block many times. I've seen that take place where it's made mandatory to partner a small business, the big business. Big business is not interested in creating their future competition. Mm-mm. So it won't work, because if they mentor you, they develop you, you are future competition.
Exactly.
It's not their job to do that. Where I think when you talk about intentionality, there is no way that company that you are referring to does not have a space where you can operate. They could easily say, every year we take in so many interns.
And groom you. Yes.
Interns. We're going to make you in charge of the interns. Mm. Now, they know the standard that they want you to deliver against. Mm-hmm. They can hold you up against that standard. They can push you against that standard. When I ran a consulting practice, I built a small consulting practice for another company, and I had a client, Gems. And I was so impressed about the person who held the contract. Mm. He made sure that my presentations, my documents, my reporting, my process met the standard of the organization. Mm. He just stood on my neck. There were days where on weekends we were at his house and he would, and it would change. We would go this way and then this way and then this way and then that way, because he understood the board. Mm-hmm. He understood EXCO and he spent his energy making sure that our product helped him to put the best foot forward. So if you're going to use a company like you, you're very right. The intention is not just to get you and to leave you. Mm-mm. There's energy required to enable you, because that big business, by the way, there was somebody who did that.
Exactly.
There was somebody who partnered with them to ensure that they raised their standard. It was not 20 years of we've been perfect for 20 years. It was 20 years of revolution, because they had sponsors and they had support. So how do you?
Someone behind them.
Exactly. They had someone behind them. So I think you also, though, have to think about how you do that for yourself.
Very true.
So how do you find other people who have businesses who are doing well that you can partner with so that you can learn and you can grow and you can create? So one thing is, I hope we've also moved away from the culture of not wanting to work together collaboratively. I'm like, you know what? I'll work with anybody. I will partner.
I think those days are gone.
But people are fearful. Yeah. People are still fearful. People still lack generosity. Mm. People still, I think we're also a little bit exhausted. We're a little bit tired. Mm-hmm. So when you are tired, you're not able to invest in someone else
adequately
and partner, and there's a lack of trust, you know. But I am walking into a new era of saying that we have to have faith that the right people will come to you, and you will know that these are the people, that these are my people. These are my people that need to keep really close on my path of journey. My path, whatever. We can get this English wrong sometimes. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you know, sorry, dear lady. We have been going for quite a bit, and I want to call it here and just say, let's hold it. Let's take a breath. Let's go have a cup of coffee. Let's come back. We'll pick up again, I think, with the decision and the support from your family to now have the year of different, right? Have the year of different. Let's see what that's going to hold for you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.